and good evening from Manco. During my nightly adventures in London, I've stumbled upon performances of this one poet. Ernesto Cerezale is a recognized Basque writer, poet, and academic who likes to strip down naked whilst reciting his queer, erotic, magical realist verses, titillating audiences in the most unexpected venues like casual bars, nightclubs, and theaters. Ernesto must have been flattered by me stalking him as he agreed to lend one of the scripts for me to read to you. I was chuffed. It's not often poets let other people read their stuff. Ernesto said he quite fancied the idea of hearing it in a different voice, especially female. The aftermath. He left something behind the morning after. I found it almost by chance. It was hidden in the plies of soiled linen. It dropped from the sheets as I shook them, as though a hole from a cigarette burn had gone loose and was aired with the hairs and the smells. But we did not smoke the night before. Wrinkly, stretchy, bold, ridiculous, much bigger than I remembered it, what now lay on the floor was his belly button. That little piece of bit that I licked with the tip of my tongue so many times. So glad I did not step on it, I picked it up, wiped the fluff, and held it with extraneous pleasure. I stretched it to sheath my right thumb. It fitted like a thimble of flesh. I covered it up with a pink rubber glove and then proceeded to do the washing. It was midday by then. Scraps of breakfast cluttering the sink. Sunday afternoon unfocused mind. I imagined him sinking in the tub, contemplating his new orifice, wondering whether he should call back. I put the soggy navel in one of those drawers where one jumbles up miscellany, like the likes of foreign currency, outdated flyers, torn rubber bands, or borrowed photographs. It looked obscenely ominous in there. Then I waited and forgot. I heard his voice a few days later on the answering machine. "Do you remember me?" he said. "I think I left something behind the morning after. Have you spotted my leather cock ring with stainless steel studs by any chance?" I phoned him back, explained I had not seen the item, but invited him to come round to my place to have a look. I tidied up the flat. I left his belly button on my bedside table. I was eager to see him again. When he arrived, he rushed into the bathroom. He had to wee, he said, but the noises and moans that I heard then suggested that he was busy with other affairs. Was he looking for his navel in there? Why was he running water in the bath? He came out, all agitated and flushed, apologetic, a stupid grin on his face. I couldn't wait. I led him straight into the bedroom. I displayed for him my collection of sex toys. He didn't pay attention, of course. His eyes were stuck to my bedside table. "Is that a belly button?" he cried. I pretended I did not understand. I forced from him explanations, ashamed confessions, any excuse to have him shirtless again, really. Embarrassed like a teenager ashamed of a period, he showed me the blood-soaked tampon he had inserted in his belly hole and argued the stretchy bit belonged in there. "Are you sure, Cinderella?" I thought. "Let's give it a try. Does it fit?" It drove him almost to tears. The navel, stretched beyond recognition and moist, rejected his skin. It belonged to me now. He left like he left the first time, his navel behind, avoiding my eyes with a gloomy goodbye. I didn't know whether I'd see him again, but I was left with his navel, which fits my thumb like a thimble of flesh. That's mine now. Thank you.